got run over by a reindeer coming home from Nancy Pelosi's. Y'all might see a fearless female leader, but all I see is a typical drag queen. She was at a Christmas party with Michelle Obama and Bill Gates. When Paul Pelosi served her eggnog, she was back out on the streets like 98. She was wobbling on the sidewalk, Donner and Blitzen coming fast. They plowed right through her like a freight train and put her on her big self-righteous ass. So Kamala got run over by a reindeer coming home from Nancy Pelosi's. Y'all might see a fearless female leader, but all I see is a typical drag queen. The Secret Service didn't help her, and Santa covered up his tracks. The liberals charged him with manslaughter, but Supreme Court said that Santa gets a pass. They found a present on the sidewalk. It must have come from Santa's sleigh. It said, America, you're welcome. It's the gift that keeps on giving Christmas Day. So Kamala got run over by a reindeer coming home from Nancy Pelosi's. Y'all might see a fearless female leader, but all I see is a typical drag queen. Yeah, Kamala got run over by a reindeer coming home from Nancy Pelosi's. Y'all might see a fearless female leader, but all I see is a typical drag queen.
Frank and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. That was Buddy Brown and Kamala got run over by a reindeer. I think I'm the only one who enjoyed that. But we missed it last week.
Way too much airtime.
Yeah, well, we missed it last week, so I wanted to make sure we started off this week. And
I was kind of hoping for a French Laundry reference, but
I thought it could have been much more clever.
I liked it.
It was good enough for me.
It was Buddy Brown on YouTube. Go check him out. Give him a like and a subscribe. And welcome to the show. We are coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are.
Here we are.
We talk about everything and everything on this show, and if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you haven't been listening.
I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott. Across the table, we got Ziggy. How's it going, Zig?
What the?
To my right and your left is Coach. How are you, Coach?
You know, I'm vertical.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
He's still elbow-less.
No. You know, it's getting better.
Nice.
Getting better.
Nice.
Slow, but still getting, it's getting better.
You can still draw a stick picture figure of him, and it'd be accurate.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, a lot to get to today. Romania has voided their entire vote. Hmm. And so they had an election. They decided they didn't like the results, so they said, nah, we got to do it again. Gavin Newsom backpedaling on resisting Trump. He thinks it will hurt his chances to be president. Rappers are rapists. Jay-Z accused of raping a 13-year-old girl in 2000. Trump wants to get rid of the 14th Amendment. That's not the one that has to do anything with guns. Just in case you didn't know. And we'll see how much of this we get to today. We always, or usually, start with a crazy on the way. I don't have anything that's happened to me lately that's been interesting or funny, but Scott, you've been having a struggle this morning, and it has to do with your computer.
Why is it always me?
Why? Because you come in with
I got all the crazies on the way all the time.
You come in with
the grumpy guy.
You come in with the best stories.
No, apparently Apple has a worldwide campaign against me.
I'm looking at it right here.
Because I got all these.
Is that Sequoia?
Updates, yeah.
Yeah. It's talking about Sequoia latest update wreaking havoc on the system. It says it right here.
Oh, yeah. No, I woke up and I can't get my computer to do anything. Past the initial, the password screen at startup. And then it says, you know, Apple support and, you know, startup, you suck, and this will self-destruct in 5 minutes.
Listen to this. So here, this is a blog?
Yeah.
Help, my MacBook has been rendered useless by Sequoia. Can I uninstall it?
Yeah. I hate the whole update thing. They do it all the time, and it's never good. And so I got on my phone to try and get an appointment. I can't get through all the different screens and all the questions that they ask. And then they want to send you like cyber support or read this article. It's like, no. I just want to walk in and hand you my computer. You take it, fix it, call me when you're done.
And actually, a myriad of problems, not just yours.
Oh, no. We had the same problem with another computer, the desktop computer at our house a while back. Nothing's working. And they updated the operating stuff on the phone itself, too.
Yeah.
Everything looks different.
Yeah.
It's frustrating as heck.
Just as an aside, why Apple tends to not have those problems as much as regular computers?
Because?
Do you know? Anybody?
No. Huh.
Because it was always told to me, just viruses, hackers want to have the biggest impact. And so many less people use Apple computers that the hackers feel like they can get a bigger
bang for their buck.
Yeah,
yeah.
So they
greater effect.
They typically don't mess with Apple.
Well, that might be over because.
But I'm looking. Look at this. This just goes on and on.
I know. I'm watching you scroll, and it just keeps going. All the different articles.
Wow. You know who doesn't have this problem?
My what?
You know who doesn't have this problem?
No.
PC guys.
No. You guys get viruses all the time.
Yeah,
there's so many jokes about it.
Like, I know.
Close all the windows, turn it off, and then turn it back on.
I know. Yeah. It's computers suck. That's why I use typewriters.
Yeah. I lived with my uncle for a while, and he had a PC, and his computer never worked. There was always something wrong with it, and he was constantly frustrated.
My dad had an old Regal. Is that the?
I don't remember that name. You mean a typewriter? Yep. Yeah, I use them to write my books.
And he was a captain in the Navy. Mm-hmm. He had to write report after report after report. But that was he was using ditto sheets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah.
And he would write a 12-page report and make a mistake.
And have to redo the whole page. Yep, I know. But you can't.
Hey, his machine works. I can't even pull up our document for our discussion today. No. I'm tech naked.
Oh,
tech
naked. Okay. Here. Well, I got you covered.
I'll share with you.
Yeah, you can't hack a typewriter. You just got to make sure the pages don't catch fire or blow away in the wind. So why don't we start with some Gavin Newsom here. When Trump won, he was all big on starting up some sort of resistance to beat back whatever Trump wanted to do. Well, now he's changing his tune. Newsom and other Democrat governors gathered in California over the weekend. They're trying to grapple with how to deal with the win. Days after Donald Trump won re-election to the White House, Gavin Newsom was in fighting posture, calling a special legislative session to prepare for expected legal battles with the incoming Trump administration. He flew to Washington to strategize with President Biden about how to protect the state from Trump's threats about immigration and enforcement of disaster relief. Oh, my gosh.
So how does he do all the things against what the people voted for?
Yeah, I know. But weeks later on his Politiken podcast.
And he's looking to be president in 4 years?
Yes, yeah. But that's why he's changing his tune now, because he's now emphasizing his desire to collaborate with the Republican president-elect, suggesting voters want to see a back-to-basics approach to governing and crediting Trump with being crisp and clear in his diagnosis of the country's problems.
But, you know, that's the beauty with the landslide, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no denying it.
Right.
That the people with one voice stood up and said, okay, we're done with CRT and DEI and all the other three-letter acronyms. We're done with it.
Right. And Trump flipped 10 counties in California. So he's done better. Republicans did better in California this time than ever, and I think that scared him too, because Newsom went on a tour of those counties to talk to people. And
you know what I think is kind of fun?
What?
Look at the top of the article. The very top. What's the first thing that it says? Otay Mesa, California.
Yeah, yeah.
So they, where's this story supposedly coming out of?
Southern California.
The Southern California border to Mexico.
They had their big gathering in Beverly Hills. So,
yeah, but the article says Otay Mesa, California.
No, I understand. But it's like you have a bunch of rich politicians meeting in a spot that is where rich people hang out. And if you want to talk about being out of touch with the average
Otay
American.
Is Otay where rich people hang out?
Well, Beverly Hills is. That's where
Otay Mesa is on the border of California to Mexico, which I think is funny that whoever wrote this decided to call that where the story's coming from, the border.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
You know the
it's
thing.
It's a little cheeky little thing there.
The thing I did hear yesterday.
It's okay.
Was that they were going to use taxpayer money to fund the lawyer brigade to fight those deportations.
Mm. Well, that wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. I mean, that they think it's their money anyway. So, yeah. I mean, why not? Yeah. But I just think it's funny. He's aware of what the optics look like, and if he wants to be president, he's not gonna win with just the partisan Democrats saying, I fought Trump on this, that, and the other. That might please them. It's not going to please the independents that he also needs. So here,
or the rank and file.
Exactly.
That's the whole point of a landslide. Right. Is everybody said no?
Exactly.
We're done.
Yeah, and he has apparently realized that. So now he has to soften his resistance.
We're still though in a state that voted 60%.
Yeah.
60% in favor of Democrats.
But flipping 10 counties is huge.
Yeah, but he's got a 20-point advantage in this state still. So he's gonna function on that no matter what. As long as he functions out of Otay Mesa. I just love that. So.
Otay. Otay.
Otay.
Otay Mesa.
Otay.
Yeah.
He says,
are you not understanding the reference?
Oh, yeah. No, it's
looking for nub.
It's Little Rascals.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'm not saying the guy's name.
So Newsom was...
I don't want to play the race card.
So Newsom was asked whether he would... Huh?
It's not a race card. It's his name.
I don't know.
I didn't name him.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Buckwheat.
Oh, okay.
That was the reference.
I understand.
I don't want to say the lead guy's name either. Spanky. Oh.
Spanky.
Okay. Who's the other one?
Alfalfa.
My dad grew up with him.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was a few years older. He used to whoop his ass.
That's funny.
Seriously, he used to talk. He used to tell me stories about it.
Yeah.
Alfalfa used to whoop my dad's ass.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I love that he had that one piece of hair that always stuck up.
Yeah.
That was brilliant. Yeah, yeah.
Well, Newsom was asked whether he would direct state officials to cooperate with Trump's mass deportation plans. He said it's not a closed fist as it relates to these issues. It's an open hand, not black and white. So gone is the we're going to fight Trump every step of the way stance.
Well, and, just like a politician to speak out of both sides of his mouth.
Well, that's true. And the actions will prove whether or not he actually believes what he's saying here. It'll be fun to watch what happens.
Yes, it will.
Yes,
definitely.
Well, we are up on a break.
I hope he's as successful as the newest Sequoia Mac OS update.
When we come back, we'll talk about Romania voiding an entire vote because they didn't like what their citizens voted for. And I have a feeling if the Democrats could get away with it, this is exactly what they would like to do here. Back after this. Greg and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on RadioSlotin.com.
Nobody liked it.
Sorry to interrupt your side conversation.
You know, I still think we need to have an on-air light.
When the music starts, we're on.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, but you turn the earphones off, so we have to do this to talk to each other.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, no, this is good. Good radio. Let's talk about the tech side of the job, but nobody understands. We're losing listeners as we speak.
Well, Coach made a point before the break or during the break. On our show list, we don't have anything about the events in Syria that happened.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in the next segment.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
All right, because I got friends over there. They're happy and scared at the same time. So, Romania courts, a Romanian court annuls results of a presidential election in its first round. Romania's constitutional court has annulled the results of the first round of voting in the presidential election just days before the second round was due to take place. It means, I muted
Scott's
you.
Scott's dying over there.
I muted goodness. You for that because you coughed too loud, and oh my gosh, I think they heard you in Toledo.
It won't go away. I got cough drops too.
All right. This means this means the process will be restarted from scratch with the government due to decide a date for a new vote.
What was the grounds for them?
They didn't like the results.
There had to be a legal argument.
No, they said Russian influence.
Yeah, the court's decision comes after intelligence documents were declassified.
So our Democrats are over there now?
Yeah. Documents were declassified, suggesting the winner benefited from a mass influence operation conducted from abroad to interfere with the results.
Oh, a lady did it?
No.
Well, you're on a roll today.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's a good one, though.
No, I don't have my tech.
But the winner, and I'm going to take a stab at pronouncing his name here, Calin Georgescu. Known as a, quote, far-right NATO skeptic who has previously praised Vladimir Putin. Well, now in some countries, you can just void entire elections if you don't like the way they go. Because I highly doubt there was any influence. They don't want their own Donald Trump in office, so they're going to just cancel the vote. What do you think?
I think I'm glad I'm in America.
Yeah.
But if they could get away with it here, they would love to do it.
Well, some would say they did get away with it 4 years ago.
Indeed.
Some would say that.
Were there like 8 million, 7 million extra votes 4 years ago than there were?
80 million extras that didn't show up this time. But
80 million?
I'm sorry. No, 80 million. I'm sorry. 80 million total. 20 million did not show up this time.
Yeah.
That did show up last time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's insane.
They got the rest.
Well, and then when you import them, those votes.
Yeah.
I you know, that's one of the things that Trump wanted that I still think is one vote, driver's license, show up.
I think by the end of his term, we'll have voter ID.
It's just, you know what?
So Romania.
You don't get that. You earn that right.
Yeah.
You don't import a bunch of people from somewhere else and say, hey, we're going to give you this and get those votes. That's just ridiculous.
Exactly. Scott, you were saying?
I wonder what the standard for voting is in Romania.
I don't know. I just know the current president's going to stay in place until the new vote is scheduled.
Wow.
And, so cancel the vote, keep the president there as, I don't want to say the word dictator, but maybe. I don't know. It's a sad state of affairs, though. Where are we? Speaking of Trump and amendments and people who just show up and get stuff, he wants to repeal the 14th Amendment. That is the birthright citizenship amendment, that if you're born here, no matter what, you're a citizen. And it's part of an interview on Twitter, so I'm going to get...
That's an interesting...
I would have to hear his argument on that.
Well, yeah, hang on, I'm going to get it.
If I sneak across the border... And have a child here. I steal citizenship.
The child does, not you.
Oh,
but I'm their parent, so that means I get to be here.
Right, you get
so
to be.
So I steal citizenship.
Yes, but it's your child that is the official citizen.
I get it.
Yeah.
But
okay, so they're not trying to repeal citizenship.
Well,
from others that were legitimately
it's that very thing. Here.
That's
I have a wife.
It's an immigration issue. Again.
I sneak across the border right before she gives birth. She gives birth in this country, And
is that how you got here?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's listen to the president and see what he has to say here.
You've promised to end birthright citizenship on day one. Is that still your plan?
Yeah, absolutely.
The 14th Amendment, though, says that, quote, all persons born in the United States are citizens. Can you get around the 14th Amendment with an executive action?
Well, we're going to have to get a change. We maybe have to go back to the people, but we have to end it. We're the only country that has it.
Through an executive action?
You know, we're the only country that has it. Do you know, if somebody sets a foot, just a foot, 1 foot, you don't need to, on our land, congratulations, you are now a citizen of the United States of America. Yes, we're going to end that because it's ridiculous.
Through executive action?
If we can, through executive action. I was going to do it through executive action, but then we had to fix COVID first, to be honest with you. We have to end it.
It's not as easy as he thinks that there will have to be a constitutional convention. And you can't do it through executive order.
But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah,
what do you think about the substance of it?
I have mixed feelings. I know what the piece of paper says, and it's like, okay, maybe we should just have that. But then I also understand why he doesn't like it, because we're getting, you're going to get all these new, quote unquote, new citizens, and they're going to be influenced to vote for Democrats. I don't know. I kind of have mixed feelings right now. I don't think it's going anywhere because constitutional conventions are extremely difficult.
I don't think it's first tier stuff anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think getting the illegal aliens that we have in this country out
is the priority.
Priority.
Yeah.
And needs to be. And, you know, if you ever, and I mean, I don't know if that can be done in his term.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for sure. I doubt it.
Right.
So, yeah, you may not ever get to that. Which, mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I still think the sentiment is, yeah, that's cheating.
Yeah.
I don't think that was the intent
of it. That's a good point.
You know, and I think intent matters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's got to be some kind of process for, you know, applying for these kind of things. I'm not against it. If you come to the United States and you're born here, great. But if, like, who are your parents and how'd you get here and that kind of thing? We got to be more accurate in who is here, how they got here, why are they here, rather than just giving stuff away.
Yeah. It's not just your right to be an American citizen, right? You don't.
Well, there should be a process.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, for all these things. I got to go through a process to get a driver's license.
I have a ton of friends that did it properly. Yep. That took decades.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My buddy, he was actually in my men's group for years, from Hungary.
Hungary.
He's Hungarian from Hungary. But he was an exec at 24 Hour Fitness. And he would have to go back to Hungary every year and put his feet on the ground in Hungary and come back and do. And he had to jump through so many hoops for decades before he could get citizenship. And this was somebody who was, you know, high-level executive in a big company here, doing the right thing the whole time. And so he hated.
Well, that's the other problem.
He hated illegal life.
We got to make it easier too. If there is a process, let's. How do we cut out all the extra red tape? And you know, it can't take a decade. That's ridiculous.
But hold on a second. We're clearing the road for certain people.
Yeah.
And
people that are accountable. I mean, that's.
Yeah, but I'm talking about we're clearing the road for people who are not accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's.
And then making it difficult for people who are accountable.
That's the premise of his argument,
right? What are we doing?
He wants to make sure that we're not just having a bunch of random people come in and get this free gift thing.
Yeah.
How do we have accountability?
By the way, I thought it was glorious when the Republican governor started shipping. shipping illegal aliens to the sanctuary cities and to the Democrat cities.
Martha's Vineyard. Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah. I love that.
And they were there and they were gone within 24 hours.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. But, you know, New York, they were doing it a lot.
Yeah.
And it's like, I love that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We are up on a break. Coming up, we'll talk about Jay-Z's rape accusations and things going on in Syria. Back after this. Craig and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Well, Diddy's got a friend.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. And Diddy's got a friend that as much trouble as he is.
Hmm.
Jay-Z, the star rapper.
As much, you think?
Oh, just wait. Just wait. Jay-Z, the star rapper and entrepreneur whose real name is Sean Carter, was accused in a lawsuit last Sunday of raping a 13-year-old girl in 2000, allegedly along with Diddy Combs.
Yes, he did.
The anonymous accuser, identified only as Jane Doe, said the assault happened after she was driven to an MTV Video Music Awards after party. A lot of questions here. Number one, what's a 13-year-old girl doing with these people?
Yeah, where's dad?
Where are her parents? Federal lawsuit filed in October in the Southern District of New York, listing Combs as a defendant. It was refiled Sunday to include Carter. Carter calls the allegations idiotic. So heinous in nature that I implore you to file a criminal complaint, not a civil one. Yada, yada, yada. So, I'm not the jury. I don't see evidence here, but there's a common thread going on with these rap stars and that they are involved in a lot of awful things.
Yeah, I first of all, we're talking 24 years ago, yeah?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep.
So, as much as, well, no, I have no problem with it. I think I love the statement that Scott makes oftentimes, where's dad?
Where's dad?
And what, you know, again, where's dad in her life in that situation?
Mm-hmm.
And now 24 years later, we're coming up with this. I have a little bit of problem with that, and I don't know the details.
Yeah, I mean, they'll come out as things progress, but this sort of story keeps happening with this group of people. And it's like, what else are they getting away with? Why do they think they can get away with it? Who's covering for them in the meantime?
Well, hold on a second. No, no, no. Yeah, of course they're getting away with it. Of course.
You need to get that?
No.
No, okay.
No, you saw me. I hit the FU button.
That's officially forget you,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah. It's a forget you button. But I mean, give me a break. The people that we have risen to the status of deity in mm-hmm. our world, whether it be sports stars or rock stars or rap stars, or pick the flavor of the moment, get away with murder.
Yeah.
And always have.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I guess that's the problem with elevating people to deity status that aren't deities, of which there is only one.
Yeah. No, we have statutory rape laws in place for a reason. And I do wonder, why is it 24 years and now it's coming out?
Well, probably because
if it happened, though, regardless, it's against the law. It's horrible and should be accountable for it.
Well, it's probably happening now because of all the Diddy stuff that's also going on. And now they're...
It does beg the question. People love to hop on the bandwagon.
Well, and that's...
And people are opportunistic.
That's Diddy's point. He called this a shameless publicity stunt and designed to extract
Diddy,
payments.
Diddy shouldn't be speaking at all.
Yeah, I know. He said it's designed to extract payments from celebrities who fear having lies spread about them, just as lies have been spread about Mr. Combs or from his attorney. So...
I mean, I think there's a very little question about Diddy.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. I think there's a bunch that went on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, you know, he's going to get his day in court.
Yeah.
And that's all good.
And exactly.
I have great confidence that there are a percentage of people that were there willingly and participated of their own free will. And now are realizing that they can cash in.
Yep.
Absolutely. I believe that. That's my point.
That's why it should have never happened in the first place and both sides be safe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there is also a decent percentage of people that were not there of their own volition.
Oh, yeah. No, and that all has to be, that needs to be prosecuted. Because, yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, no question.
So we had some action in Syria recently.
Well, Jay-Z was there too?
No, I'm changing the subject.
Poor Syrian girls.
I'm curious because you said, when you teased this last segment, you said you have friends over there.
I have a couple friends, yeah.
You have friends in Syria?
Yes.
That's awesome.
I got friends all over the world.
Spill it. Come on. Give us the tea. Spill the tea. We want to hear it.
They are happy that Assad is gone. Mm-hmm. They are scared of what's coming next. Mm-hmm. Because it's going to be chaos over there for a while. There's a power, you know, the power vacuum. You're going to have a whole bunch of sides trying to get control. And it's like, we know who we had and how bad that was. We don't know who's coming
next. Well, this was Assad and Assad's father before him.
Yeah.
And
I think I saw an article, 50 years that family's been running.
Yeah. Wow. And he's that country. Reportedly sought refuge in Russia. So he's in Moscow now, reportedly.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, and it
they have given him asylum.
Yeah,
and it does beg the question, you know, what's worse, the enemy you know or the enemy you don't know?
Well, exactly. Well,
because Trump came out, he had a pretty big statement about, hey, look, this is going down. This is not our issue, and they are the enemy, and probably what we're going to get is going to be worse than what we had, mm-hmm. and we're not going to get involved. We're going to let this play out, and we'll see what happens.
You know, but this is one of my other areas where I totally agree with Trump, and where I think he's made the statements about, we've got to get out of the business mm-hmm. of setting up
of the international police.
Well, not even no. It's way worse than international police. We're puppeteers. We set up these governments that we feel like are going to be
friendly to us.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
Bin Laden.
And then when they're not, yeah.
All these people that we trained and then that didn't work out. About staying out of that stuff, there's undertones that we were involved in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we were definitely involved in the 2014
Ukrainian
coup. Yeah.
Coup d'etat.
and we need to stay out of that stuff.
Yeah, we set them up.
He's said it for years, and he did it in his first 4 years. He said, "We're not part of
wars. We're not going to do that.
We're pulling ourselves out of these conflicts. They're not ours."
Guess mm-hmm. what? Yep. And you know, it's funny because he does it in a really specific way that a businessman would. It's bad for business.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, I mean,
yes.
Well,
and we have business to do.
And what's that famous line from Tombstone? I ain't going to fight you today. There's no money in it.
Yeah. Right, it's a great line. Oh, that was, let's go. That was right on time.
Wow, if I need a poll from Tombstone, it's at the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, exactly.
Always. Greatest movie of all time.
We set these governments up.
We've got trillions of dollars of debt to deal with and other things that are way more important than Syria right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we set these governments up, and then after a while, we take them down. And it's like we always have a big story as to why they need to come down. And
we got to clean our own house.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it was pretty tough in the Obama years because the Russians had pledged to help Syria. We were there trying to get rid of Assad, and it was like if anyone had so much as sneezed, we would end up shooting at the Russians, and it was very tense for quite some time. But now Russia's even pulling out.
Mm. Well, it's interesting because Hezbollah is got a big footprint there, right? Or used to? I mean, and now there's some kind of agreement between Hezbollah and Israel, and this all happened post-election.
Yeah, and another story going around is that these rebels took or got weapons from the Taliban that we left in Afghanistan, and that's what they were using to fight Assad because they suddenly showed up in mass with new guns. And it's like, well, where'd they get the guns from? It's like, well, they probably got them from Afghanistan. So it's a big...
yikes.
Big incestuous circle.
Yeah. There have been some things that have changed since the election. I was noticing this just the other day. Gas prices have come way down.
At
least here in California.
They've dropped a little. Yeah. Well, they're going to go back up.
I know you haven't noticed this.
You just look right at me.
Play that stupid Cybertruck card.
I have no idea what gasoline costs.
They're going to go back up, though, because there's a new tax coming or something like that.
That doesn't affect me either.
No, I know. Yeah.
Because I get my gasoline from the sun.
I think it is. It's interesting, though.
Free.
Like an election could affect the gas price before even the inauguration.
Now, just wait. They're going to go up again.
Well, he's having
effect. Why do you say that?
He's having an effect.
There's a new tax coming in January or July next year. So it's just it's a brief reprieve, and then they'll go back up.
Does that that's California or nationwide?
California.
We already have the highest
California tax.
Yeah.
We already have the highest tax on gas.
Mm-hmm.
That's so sad for you guys.
Newsom's got a new house to pay for.
Yeah, it's so sad.
For the one in Marin County. Yeah.
Just keep cyber trucking along.
Well, we have another story here, and we got 5 minutes. But college enrollment falling at a concerning rate. Fewer 18-year-olds are enrolling, especially at four-year schools. Some are saying it's because lower birth rates. I'm thinking it's because some people are, or some young people are like, I'm not paying all this money for a useless degree, and also they want to brainwash me. What do you think?
I know what I think.
Well, how long do you want to be in debt?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then,
what are they using the money for?
Mm-hmm.
Most of these universities, they have enough money in endowments that they don't need to charge a person a single thing.
Well, who benefits from those student loans other than the banks?
No, the schools get the money. The banks get a percentage. Well,
the banks get the interest and the schools get the money.
Right, so the schools get the money and then they use that for all their agenda stuff, right? And then they keep adding administrative positions for all these useless things.
Right. what I'd love to see. Exactly. Yeah. What I'd love to see is, and this will require some research, is to see if any of the trade schools are seeing a bump.
So that's where I wanted to get to.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I mean, you got to realize, because I've been in the trades my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And, in the trades, people have been talking about it's like a little bit concerning because it had fallen off so much.
Right.
And finding workers that want to work, that want to work with their hands, that want to do the manual labor that has to be done for anything to move forward, were fewer and far between. Mm-hmm. And the raw material, humans, were not what they used to be. So I wonder, and now you can make a great living as a tradesman, a great living.
Mm-hmm.
Because how many people know how to use a screwdriver anymore?
Not many.
Not drive a nail without bending it?
Not many.
So we had a honeydew moment at our house this weekend.
Don't you have those every day?
Well, they're very common. Anyways, there was an issue with the fence, and I was looking at it and realized, I need some screws and some washers. I need a bracket, and I'm going to get my, power drill out and some stuff. And I was working on this. And as I was finishing up, I was putting all the tools away and I was looking at them going, wait a minute, how many people actually know how to use all these tools? It's such a rare thing anymore. I mean, they can make it to level 17 on the latest dual wielding video game in their basement, but as to use a power tool or something like that, it's unbelievable how many people. Like, who makes stuff anymore, fixes things, can produce something? I'm wondering. Yeah. I hope we get back to blue collar in this country.
Yeah. But, I mean, it used to be that your father taught you how to drive a nail, how to weld. I mean,
every adult guy I knew growing up knew how to do all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'd call my uncle. My buddy's friend would come over to the house. We fixed the engine for my car in my garage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
how I learned.
Yeah. Now you got to call some.
Well, yeah, your car broke down. You better know how to fix it.
That's right.
Yep.
Nope. Now you got to pay hundreds or thousands of dollars to take it into some garage where they got computers and
plug it in.
Well,
some of us don't have to do that.
You can buy the computers and learn how to use them yourself. It's not terrible.
I got a buddy who's a mechanic.
Oh, it's terrible.
He makes a killing.
It's terrible. I was an auto mechanic for a little while, and I'll tell you what. And then it got to the point where I couldn't get my hands where you need to get your hands to.
Mm-hmm.
And I not a matter of race, but especially with the Japanese companies where you had to have little hands to get to where
or remove 10 things to get to the one thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a deal. Like, changing the battery on one of my vehicles, you got to take three other things off just to get the battery out and then put it back in. It's unbelievable how complicated they've made things that don't need to be that complicated.
But back to topic, with the colleges, I have two of my three daughters have psych degrees. Mm-hmm. Neither one of them use them. I think they're both still paying for them.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, you know, you can make a really, really good living as a tradesman, and yeah, hopefully that's shifting.
Yeah, if I had a chance to do it over, that's what I would do. But nobody was talking about it when I was growing up.
Does Elon Musk have a college degree? Because I want
to
say,
I just know his quote where he says, "I never went to Harvard, but people who worked for me did."
Yeah.
So I don't know if that answers your question or not.
It is amazing how many people never went to college and they're top of the industry.
But it's culture, right? It's like, oh, you have to go to college, and that became the culture.
Mm-hmm.
That became the rally cry. You didn't go to college.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, yeah.
It's like
I didn't finish college, and
it used to be college was a privilege, but most people went and they started with a company and they worked their way up over the years, and you know, over the course of 40, 50 years, they're up into management and they're making a great living, and they never went to college, but they learned work ethic and how to learn, how to listen, how to cooperate, all that kind of stuff, trade skills. And that's what our country was built on.
It's funny.
Now you can get a degree in a bunch of social issues that don't pay any bills. Right?
Well, and how do they help the world?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How do they make this a better place?
Well, they don't put pickles on my burger. That's pretty good.
They don't put what on your burger?
They don't put pickles on my burger. That's helping the world.
Unless you wanted pickles on your burger.
Oh, no, I say no pickles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're not a pickle guy.
No,
it's funny, in Europe, Holland, France, for instance, they have paths. Mm-hmm. And sometimes those paths start soon.
Mm-hmm.
And they put you on a path. And some people get on the academic path, and some people get on a trade school path.
Right.
They graduate their kids a couple years earlier than we do. And, oh, by the way, they speak three languages when they graduate high school.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then you get one more year to try again. If you don't, then you don't get to drop out of society. You don't get to be homeless. Then you automatically are enrolled in a trade school.
Mm. Well, maybe we should try something like that.
Yeah.
We are up on a break. Last segment coming up, we got Brian Drake's encouraging thoughts, Scott's post-game wrap-up, Ziggy's riffs, and Coach's Corner. Back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Back with our final segment. Kind of cut loose a little bit here and do things that some people don't like.
Some people don't.
What's that?
Like Brian Drake's encouraging words. We'll start with that.
I'm telling you, we really do need to change that.
Don't worry.
The title.
I've only got enough to get us through the next couple of weeks, and then this segment will probably fade out once I run out of stuff.
But do you really think you're going to run out of stuff?
They're hard to find, and granted, I don't look very hard, but you know, we'll see. If I can find more that are good and it's worth keeping the thing going, then I'll do it. If not, we'll just find something else.
Nice.
Today's encouraging thoughts. Remember, always reach for your dreams, so they can be crushed under the 1,000-pound weight of reality, and you feel the same disappointment as the rest of us. Go in Christ.
You know, the ending just kills me. Every single time he puts this twisted religious thing on it. Whatever.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Post-game wrap-up, Scott. Go!
Well, in light of what you just said, if you got dreams or you got something you're trying to accomplish, find an old person and see what you could learn from them.
Yeah.
History and time and experience. We've lost that. Everybody thinks that they can get the quick answer off of YouTube or based on their own preference. And it's like, no, life works a certain way. You should find somebody who has more experience in life.
All right.
Another thing I'll say that they...
It's like tradition, maybe. Maybe my third T stands for tradition today.
They still do in Europe, is they honor their older people.
Oh, yeah.
Which we have gone away from.
See? This is an example. Oh, yeah. I'm from my much older friend, Doug.
Yeah, there you go.
Ziggy, do you have any riffs today? I don't see your joke book.
I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, you guys got to keep it a secret, okay?
All right.
So, I bought the wife a new fridge. For Christmas.
All right.
Yeah. I can't wait to see her face light up.
Open the door, the light comes on, her face lights up. Had to explain that for certain people.
Coach's Corner, what do we got?
I'll see myself out.
This is from Thomas Leonard. Opportunities don't knock. They whisper.
Mm.
So shut up and listen.
Okay.
I like it.
Hey, I want to be the first one to say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to you, Scott.
Merry Christmas. Yes. We're 2 weeks away.
Yeah, and I'm working
it's sneaking up fast.
Oh my God.
I'm working on something for our next show that will celebrate it further. So, yeah.
A teaser.
Yes.
Ooh. All right.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's it for this week. Thank you for listening.
Go in Christ.
It's time for...
Y'all be good to each other.
It's time for Mary to throw her hat in the air.
See ya.
You're gonna make it after all. Meow.